It is loving to call out the truth. God bless America, not God bless America. The wrath is coming for America. But Jesus made the narrow way. That word straight means narrow. It might have many turns. Few, a puny few will find it. But see, here's an important point. By the gospel of Jesus, his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection, you have to be willing to repent and lose your life. When you lose your life, you surrender your life. God sees a willing vessel and he'll give you his Holy Spirit. You can be born from above. When you're born from above, holiness and righteousness marks his people. And you endure in a saving faith. That's the path to eternal life. Not the American easy believism. Not the once saved, always saved. Not the faith alone, grace alone. But a narrow path to eternal life. And so it's loving to come and preach that narrow path of eternal life. And then it's loving to warn you that if you're outside of that path and being born of Christ, it's loving to tell you that you're not a child of God, you're a child of Satan. How can I prove that? In John chapter 8, Jesus says this. He tells the Pharisees, if you cannot hear my words, if you cannot hear my words, Satan is your father. So if Satan is your father, you're a child of Satan. So if you folks today can't hear the word of God, if you folks today can't come to the word of God, if you folks today won't receive the word of God, the Bible says you're a child of Satan. And I just read the verses from Revelation where he's coming and he's going to throw Satan and the Antichrist and the false prophet and everyone who's in death and hell. Hey, you're all here enamored with Halloween and hell. Let's talk about death and hell. He's going to toss everyone in death, in hell, into the lake of fire. And whosoever's name is not written in the Lamb's book of life. Jesus Christ is that Lamb. And unless your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You have to repent and come out of the world. You have to surrender your life. You have to lose your pride, your vanity, all of your flesh. Lose your false churchianity in every Sunday, Saturday building in America. There is no truth in Islam. There is no truth in Roman Catholicism. There is no truth in evangelicalism and the non-denoms. There's no truth in the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witness and the Buddhists and the Hindus. Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the truth, and he is the Word made flesh. And so I retired early and fund myself, and I travel the country, and I preach the biblical gospel to call people to repentance, to remind you that wrath is coming, that Jesus came as a baby in a manger one time. But guess what? He's coming back as the fiery lion of Judah. He's coming back in judgment. He's coming back to purge everyone out of his kingdom into the lake of fire and receive his elect that are his into his kingdom.
I was not careful enough.
But how will you get there? You will only get there by that blood of Jesus and that gospel I proclaim. How will you get there? How will you stay there? You'll stay there by enduring in that gospel. How will you know you're a child of God? The work of the Holy Spirit in you. You love what God loves. You hate what God hates. Your life is holy and set apart out of the culture. Look at your life. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth does speak. Look at what I'm preaching today. I'm preaching Christ crucified, good news of him, warning my neighbor of wrath. Out of my heart is coming the truth of God. But what's coming out of your heart? Entertainment, flesh, witch suits, demon suits on little children, goblins, axe murderers, and the desire for entertainment and pleasing itchy ears. That will never be said of a preacher of righteousness. I'm not going to please your itchy ears. I'm going to preach the truth. I'm going to call you out of your sin. I'm going to warn you the wrath of God is coming for you. I'm going to warn you that you're an enemy of God unless you walk in his ways. God doesn't want your scrap on Sunday. God doesn't want your scrap in your pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter. God wants truth and righteousness and goodness. Fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, patience, peace. Look at how peaceful I am out here today. By the Spirit of God, I was even able to love on the man that said he was going to punch my face in. I love him and hope he repents. I love the governor, even though it's a corrupt government that promotes wicked holidays. I love my neighbor. My master told me to love my enemies. But unless you turn from your iniquity, unless you leave your transgressions against a holy God, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. You're going to be separated unto the wrath. There's going to be a great harvest, but look at a field of wheat and corn. Most all of it is chaff that's collected and burnt up in the fire. What will you be? There's very little corn. There's very little wheat. There's a whole bunch of chaff that's going to be burned up. That's your life if you're of the world. That's your life if you're up the church system. That's your life and your future. John 15, Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Any man that goes forth from me and does not bear much fruit is cut off and thrown into the fire. What's the fruit of your life today? Lined up for foolishness and flesh, listening to carnal music, dabbling with demons and ghosts and witches. Tomorrow it'll be foolish, carnal, covetous football. That's the fruit of your life. You're not of the Savior Jesus, and you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. Sometimes I get it. These young people don't know, but old people should know that judgment's coming. Life should have taught you that wrath is coming, that you reap what you sow. When you're older, you should have wisdom. And guess what? The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. You're not fearing God today as you live after the pattern of the world, neighbor. People today fear things like COVID. People today fear things like the tax man. People today fear things like their favorite team not winning the Super Bowl. People fear illness. They fear their 401k crashing. They don't fear a holy God. Lest you fear a holy God, you have no hope, you have no wisdom, you have no truth. How wicked America to say the title, God bless America. Oh no, God is not going to bless America. God is going to judge and destroy America one day in his fire. America is the Titanic, like the Titanic. She's going down. There's no hope for her. And unless you come out of her, you'll be sucked down in the wrath and judgment. Why would you hold on to this wicked, wicked nation? Why would you live like a corrupt America that God hates? Not God bless America. Judgment is coming for America. Calling Americans to repentance. Turn and forsake your sin. Receive what Jesus Christ has done. Many false gospels have gone out into the world, many false spirits, many false Christs. Any gospel that doesn't call you out of the world, any gospel that does not cause you to transform your life to Him, any gospel that makes you like your fleshly love and ways, it's a false gospel that cannot save you. Any false gospel that has you in pride and vanity, lifting yourself up.
Pride and vanity is not a gospel.
Pride and vanity is an abomination to God. Proverbs 6:17. Pride and vanity will damn you. Makeup, jewelry, entertainment, puffed up fashion and pride in your clothing.